The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter number 11, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Hathikari, recorded on November 17th, 2007, in Timișoara, Romania.
So this morning we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 9, chapter 11, text number 16. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tachchutva Bhagavan Ramo,
Tachchutva Bhagavan Ramo,
Rundanapi Diyashucha,
Rundanapi Diyashucha,
Smarangstasya
Gunangstangstan, Smarangstasya
Gunangstangstan, Nashakno Drudomishvara,
Nashakno Drudomishvara.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. After hearing the news of Mother Sita's entering the earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was certainly aggrieved. Although He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, upon remembering the exalted qualities of Mother Sita, He could not check His grief in transcendental love. Purport. Lord Ramachandra's grief at the news of Sita Devi's entering the earth is not to be considered material. In the spiritual world also, there are feelings of separation, but such feelings are considered spiritual bliss. Grief in separation exists even in the Absolute, but such feelings of separation in the spiritual world are transcendentally blissful. Such feelings are a sign of tasya prema vasyatva svabhava, being under the influence of ladini shakti and being controlled by love. In the material world, such feelings of separation are only a perverted reflection. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So in this material world, we are often pained by being separated from our loved ones. Especially in the modern day world, for the sake of earning livelihood. This child has to go here. When they grow up, they go far away from home. This child goes somewhere else. Everyone goes far, far away. Sometimes they go to foreign countries to earn living. You see. In this way, the family is broken and it is great sadness. You see, in the old days, the family would live all in one house, all the generations in one house. and all the livelihood would be covered. No one would have to leave the house to go to some foreign country or some strange, distant city. You see? So the family was always together, happily engaged in their family business. But now we live in an age when the whole social structure is very, very broken down and fragmented. I remember when I grew up, the whole thing was, well, as soon as you graduate from college, you're forced to leave the house. Not even if you stay, you have to pay rent. You stay after you graduate from college, you have to pay rent. It's like, get out, kind of a thing. So there are so many painful feelings of separation in this material world. And there are also feelings of separation in spiritual life. But these feelings of separation are of a completely different nature. In the spiritual world, the more you feel the pain of separation, the more your connection with that person becomes strong. In other words, the more strongly you feel the pain of separation, the more strongly you are connected with that person. The more that person becomes present in your heart. Srila Prabhupada explains that when the spiritual master leaves his body, it is the duty of the disciples to cry. Does that mean that Prabhupada is teaching us to become miserable? No. Prabhupada is teaching us how to develop these spiritual feelings of separation from the spiritual master. Just like the other day was the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. I think we are not celebrating it enough in ISKCON these days. The temple where we had, they had nothing at all planned for Prabhupada's disappearance day. So we organized one festival. And the devotees were very, very happy and enlivened that we could lament, a day for lamenting our separation from Srila Prabhupada. Because such feelings of separation, they are the strongest connection, actually, that we can have with great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada. And even we can see even a mundane example of this. Just like a boy falls in love with the girl falls in love with the boy. And they get together, they have some relationship. They enjoy being together, expressing their love for one another. But if they are separated and they write letters, love letters to each other, you see, the intensity of love expressed in those love letters is at least 100 times more than what they expressed when they were face to face, you see. By that separation, the love becomes amplified, you see. Even in the mundane example, we can see that separation increases the intensity of the love. So how much more that is true in spiritual life? Prabhupada actually taught us that on these days, these disappearance days, we should sing that song. He said, do any of you know that song? In the lecture he was saying, do any of you know that song? Jayanilo Prema Dhana. So in this song, Narottam Das Thakur, how intensely he expresses the pain of separation from the Vaishnavas. I will smash my head against the rock. I will throw myself into the fire, unable to obtain the association of Lord Chaitanya and his transcendental associates. Narottam Das Thakur simply weeps. So is he in Maya? oh, you shouldn't lament, Prabhu. No. This is a very, very high level of Krishna consciousness. You see, to feel the anguish of separation from the great acharyas. Actually, Narottam went through an incredible emotional experience because when he joined the Krishna consciousness movement, Lord Chaitanya had just disappeared. Then he went to Vrindavan to meet all the great associates of Lord Chaitanya, and just before he would meet them, this one would disappear. He'd go to meet another one and he would disappear just before he got there. And this way he was frustrated again and again and again to meet the great acharyas. They were all leaving just before he got there. So all this was doing was stoking the fire of Vipralamba, the separation in his heart. The fire of separation became hotter, 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 hotter. That practically, how could he maintain body and soul together? The feelings of separation were so intense in his heart. But yet Krishna wanted him to remain so he could give us all these wonderful songs, Narottam Das Thakur. These great songs of Narottam Das Thakur, they are great lessons for us. How we can become perfect in Krishna consciousness. Even though they are giving the highest Vedic wisdom in simple Bengali language, simple folk songs, you see. It's like they have popular folk songs in the modern day world, you see. So he wrote these simple folk songs that all the village folks could sing, you know, just sing while they're churning the butter, you know, sing while they're milking the cows. All these simple Bengali folk songs, and with the highest Vedic knowledge he was giving, you see. So here we see an example of transcendental feelings of separation. Actually, Sita Devi can never be separated from Ram. She is his Ladini Shakti. The Ladini Shakti is always connected with the source, the ultimate source of all energies, Lord Ramachandra. But to increase that feeling of love, the pastime of separation is inactive. It is pastime only. Actually, there is never any separation between Sita and Ram. It's not possible. They can never be separated. They're eternally together, you see. But some, for the sake of variety, you see. Of course, we say familiarity breeds contempt. And separation then keeps it from becoming contemptuous. Contemptuous, I mean to say. So in one sense, that is a very good thing. Actually, in Vedic culture, Prabhupada explains that formerly the system was, there would be separation between the husband and wife. They would not just be stay together all day long. There would be separate sleeping quarters in the house, the inner quarters where the women would stay and the outer quarters, the men would stay. So there would be that separation actually keeps the relationship from becoming contemptuous. That separation is very good. And of course, that principle we also follow in our Krishna consciousness movement with the spiritual master. Now, it is advised not to come too close to the spirit. You come close, but not in a familiar, in a buddy-buddy way with the spiritual master. Because then one may think he is ordinary man. Arjuna, he had that problem. He was buddy-buddy with the Supreme Lord. Of course, that's his rasa. He's entitled to that relationship. But in that buddy-buddy relationship with God, you see, he couldn't take instructions. So you have to, the instructor has to be worshipable, actually. So you can honor his every word. You know, Prabhupada explains, the disciple, he always meditates on the order he received from the spiritual master. And then he Prabhupada carries it even a step further. He worships the orders he received from his spiritual master. Can you just imagine, you know, you have an order from your guru and you post it on the wall and every day you offer arti to that order. You see? That's what Prabhupada did within his heart. He was ordered to spread this Krishna consciousness in the English language. And that order he embraced within his heart as his very life and soul. He constantly worshipped that order. And the amazing thing is that Prabhupada told us, I was there with Prabhupada in Atlanta in 1975. And he told us, actually, he thought he would not be successful. That's the amazing thing. He was so dedicated to this order, even though he was convinced he would be a failure. He told us that his godbrothers had gone to Britain for preaching Gaudiya Vaishnavism in the UK. And they had been a complete failure. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati was sending Indian rupees to support them in the UK, which is a very expensive affair. Can you imagine trying to live off Indian rupees in Britain? How far they would go? Even with dollars, we find it difficult visiting Britain, to speak of rupees. So anyway, with great difficulty, with great expense, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati was maintaining these preachers in the UK. And they were preaching with one Lord Zetland. Prabhupada, with his Bengali language, they don't say the Z sound, so Prabhupada pronounced Jetland. But it is Zetland, actually, with a Z. So anyway, the godbrother, he approached Lord Zetland for some preaching work. This Lord Zetland, he had been the governor of Bengal during the era of British rule. And so he knew something of Vedic culture. So in the British culture, he's very big. He's a lord. So he knew that that Brahmin, that is like being a lord, you see, in Vedic culture. If you're a Brahmin, that's being a lord, you see. So he wanted to be a lord twice. So he said, Swami, can you make me a Brahmin? And Prabhupada's godbrother replied, yes, I certainly can make you a Brahmin. If you follow these principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. So Lord Zetland immediately replied, impossible. So Prabhupada told us, he said, when I came to your country, I was thinking that as soon as I tell them no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, they immediately say, please go home. But Prabhupada said, but I was thinking, let me try. So Prabhupada thought he would be unsuccessful. He thought the American people would say, get out of here, we don't want you, go home. But Prabhupada made that endeavor, you see. He constantly worshipped that order he had received from his spiritual master. That is how we become strong in Krishna consciousness. Whatever order we receive, we follow that as our very life and soul. I got a wonderful order when I was a young brahmachari. Just after my diksha, I got a personal instruction from Srila Prabhupada. And that instruction has carried me through 36 years of the ups and downs of ISKCON. ISKCON has its bright moments and it has its dark moments also in the history. But I've always stayed on the bright side because I took the order that Prabhupada gave me, you see. Actually, I wasn't qualified to receive such words from Prabhupada. It was his mercy. But he told me, he said, I can see that you are a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. He said, continue enthusiastically as you were doing and surely Krishna will bless you. So I decided to take his order very seriously that yes, I must always be enthusiastic. I don't care what's happening. The whole world can be falling on top of my head. It doesn't matter. I'm going to always stay enthusiastic. And you know what? It works. I've been feeling the blessings of Krishna for 36 years because I always maintained my enthusiasm no matter what was happening. Through thick and thin. Thick means the good and thin means the bad. Through thick and thin, I always maintain my enthusiasm. So this is an example. When one receives an order from the spiritual master, if one takes that order and embraces it and holds on to it for dear life, then their life becomes transformed. They are no longer living in this material world. They are living in Vaikuntha. Just imagine if you fall off the edge of a cliff and on the way over there's a branch and you grab a hold of that branch. How tightly you will hold on to that branch. If you let go, it's certain death being smashed to smithereens and the rocks below. You will hold on to that branch for dear life, waiting for someone to rescue you, isn't it? How tightly you will hold on to that branch. Your whole life depends on it. So, the disciple understands that branch is the order I have received from my spiritual master. That is my only hope of being saved. So the disciple holds on to that order received from the spiritual master. For dear life, he holds on to that order. You see. And in this way, the spiritual master pulls him out of the material world and brings him into the pastimes of Krishna eventually. That's actually what happens in due course. One is pulled out of this material world, back to home, back to Godhead, into Goloka Vrindavan, into the Leela of Krishna. But actually this Leela here of preaching in the material world is so sweet. This Leela is non-different. This is Chaitanya Leela, you see. Preaching Krishna consciousness here in this material world, that is becoming part of Chaitanya Leela. You don't have to wait for the time of death to enter the pastimes of the Lord. You can enter the pastimes of the Lord right now just by taking up this mission of Srila Prabhupada, you see. This is the most prominent branch of the Chaitanya tree. This puts you front and center in the middle of Lord Chaitanya's current pastimes on this planet. Just by taking up this mission of Srila Prabhupada to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, to every home and to every heart, give this Krishna consciousness to everyone. This is our mission. Krishna upadesh samara agayo guru hoya tadai desh. Whomever you meet, enlighten him with Vedic wisdom, Krishna bhakti. You see, in this way you become a spiritual teacher, a guru, and give people this knowledge. This is the order we receive from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so mercifully standing here today and blessing us with his divine mercy. So, now I can ask if there's any questions. Yes?
How can you maintain your enthusiasm?
How can you maintain your enthusiasm? Yes. Are you enthusiastic now?
Not enough.
Well, an easy way to do it is you have to find devotees. Enthusiasm is a contagious disease, you see. You simply have to find devotees who are enthusiastic and associate with them as much as you possibly can, you see. And that way you become enthused. When someone else is enthused, it's just like fire, you see. If you want that something will catch on fire, you have to bring it close to something else that is on fire. So do you want to be on fire? You see, then you get close to fire. And then the flames will jump and they will ignite you. Just like recently there was a huge fire in Southern California. 1 million people had to flee their homes. There was, I think, 17 fires going all over Southern California. It's humongous damage. And the flames would just come zooming in. They would, you know, grab one house, and the huge winds were fanning these fires, so many houses, the whole neighborhoods, huge areas, everyone had to evacuate. So just like those fires, you see, they were engulfing so many neighborhoods in southern, especially San Diego is very heavily hit. So you just have to get yourself in the close to the fire. Find devotees who are fired up. Get close to them as much as possible. And then that fire will engulf you. That's a fact. So any other questions? Does that answer your question completely? Yeah.
What if you're not so serious about sadhana?
What if you are not serious about your sadhana?
If you're not serious about sadhana?
How can you become more serious?
How can you become serious about sadhana?
Well, everyone is serious about something. You see? Everyone is serious about something. You know, the drunkard is very serious about getting some more liquor. You see? They're very serious. The drunkard on the street who's begging for money, he's very serious about getting that money to buy another bottle of wine, you see. Everyone is serious about something. The businessman is serious about making money, you see. The artist is serious about becoming a famous artist. The musician is serious about hitting the top 40, you see, top 40 hit. Everyone is serious about something. So you simply have to transfer your account. You already have seriousness within you at some level. You just have to transfer it to a different account. That's all. Take your seriousness that you do have. You see, for example, right now you may be very serious about material advancement. You see, just for example, we might say that the one is very serious about having a comfortable nest in this material world, you see. So, take that desire to have a comfortable nest in this material world, which is only a temporary illusion, you see, and transfer it to the desire to have a comfortable nest in the eternal existence. When we were preaching some years ago in San Diego, before the fires came, our temple there is located in one area of San Diego called Pacific Beach. And there in the Pacific Beach post office, there was a huge photograph. I think it was about 20 feet long and about 10 feet high. I mean, maybe even bigger. It was a huge photograph. And what was that photograph? It was a humongous sandcastle. Maybe it was in the Guinness Book of World Records, I don't know, but it was a huge sandcastle. It must have taken 100 people to make that sandcastle. It was humongous. But the beach is still there, Pacific Beach, and the sand is still there, but where is the sandcastle? You see? It's a photograph only. They say that there's a saying, castles made of sand are washed into the sea. So you have a desire for a comfortable nest. So why do you want to build a sand castle? That is my challenge to you. Why not build a real castle? Why settle for a sand castle when you can have a real castle? See, Krishna and Guru, they will teach you how to have a real castle. You see, why make all your endeavor for a comfortable nest in this material world when you can have an unlimitedly comfortable nest at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, eternally? You see, you simply have to have unflinching faith in the words of Krishna and Guru. That's what you need. You have to develop that unflinching faith. And how will you do that? By hearing. The more you go on hearing, the more you develop faith in the words of Guru and Krishna. And as that faith develops, your desire to have a comfortable nest in this material world will gradually transform into a desire for having a comfortable nest at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual existence. So in brief, it's a matter of hearing. Hearing the words of the spiritual master. You have Srila Prabhupada's books. There are spiritual masters who visit here. I don't know how many spiritual masters come, but I know I'm coming sometime. By hearing the words of, and there are also so many, on the internet, there's so many lectures, so many books are available. But you have ample opportunity to hear from the spiritual masters, the transcendental wisdom, and from your fellow devotees also. There are many wonderful devotees here who are very great, just like your temple president is very realized in Krishna consciousness. Murari Krishna Prabhu. So if one hears very nicely from advanced Vaishnavas, then one will develop very strong faith in the words of the acharyas. You see, it is all the same message, just coming from this mouth, that mouth. It is one, that's why Prabhupada says, Guru is one. There is one Vedic message being broadcast by Krishna, coming through Brahmaji, through Narad, through Vyasadeva, down through Madhvacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and then Narottam Das Thakur, and then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and then down to Jagannath Das Babaji, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Gorkhashar Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada said to his disciples, said, I'm the 11th in the line from Lord Chaitanya, and you are the 12th. So that same message is coming down through the line of the acharyas. By hearing that message, your desire, your seriousness for developing a comfortable nest will remain. But it's just a different type of comfortable nest. That's all. Instead of having a mirage nest, you will have a real nest. That's all. Why settle for a mirage? You see, if you're dying of thirst and in the desert you see a big lake and you go running for that lake, you will die. It's a mirage only. But if there's a genuine oasis, you see, with real water, and you go for that one, then you will get everything you need. So you're looking for water in the desert, that's all right. You have to learn how to distinguish between the mirage and the oasis. You see, both of them appear to have water. One of them has genuine water and the other one is nothing but sand. So you have to become intelligent to know, to apply your seriousness in a way that you'll actually get what you're looking for. You understand? If you apply your seriousness for a comfortable nest in this material world, you will never find it. A comfortable nest in this material world is a carrot dangling in front of the nose of the donkey. He never gets the carrot. One thinks, well, if I can just have a nice husband, a nice house, then I'll be happy. If I can just have a few kids, then I'll be happy. If I can just have this, and you never get that happiness. You never get it. It's always in front of you. If I can just make more money, if I can just have a better reputation, you never get that happiness in this material world. It's always the carrot in front of the donkey on the stick. He's going all day long, trying to get that. See, the washerman keeps him going all day long, working like an ass. As they say in Russian, ashel, you see. Working like Ashrael the whole day, just running after that carrot, running, not realizing he's carrying that carrot. So you're serious to get that carrot, isn't it? So now, find out how to really get the carrot. Instead of being cheated by the washerman, Srimati Maya Devi, you see. Instead of being cheated, find out how to actually get that carrot. That knowledge is given by the spiritual master. Find out how to actually get the comfort, the happiness, the satisfaction, the peace, the security that you're looking for, that you really get it. And you will get it at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is giving you shelter that no one else can give. Ananyas chintayantamang ye jana paryupashyate tesham nichibayuktanam yogachemam vyahamyaham. For one who worships me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I provide whatever they're lacking. That's real security. But the key is exclusive devotion. You can't be like Draupadi, one hand in Krishna and one hand on the sari. That's not exclusive devotion. That's, all right, Krishna consciousness, and other hand, okay, my little nest. No. You got to throw off your little nest hand and put both hands to Krishna. Then you get the big nest. You're holding on to a little nest here and you're not getting Krishna. So give both hands and then you get a huge nest. The whole world. You see. Just like today, I was some vendor that I get my web services from. They're having a contest. There's some big prize. And I thought, why not? I can use it for Krishna if I win. And they wanted to know, where give your location. City, state, and country. And I put any city, any state, any country. That's my address. Because in Krishna consciousness, we're at home wherever we are. The whole world, the whole universe becomes our comfortableness. You see? If we take up this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the whole world is our comfortableness. We never feel separated. We never feel in like we're in some difficult position. We always feel how we're being protected by Krishna at every second. So take your seriousness and apply it to achieving that which is truly worthy of being achieved. You see. And this way you practice your sadhana. Is that all right? Any other question? So, we'll stop here. Grantharad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai,
Shankarsham Prabhu Ki Jai,
Iskantimishvara Devotees Ki Jai.